It's now abundantly clear under the law in Hong Kong that any time spent in Hong Kong as a foreign domestic helper will not count towards ordinary residence for the purpose of a right of abode application. So in this instance, if you marry a foreign domestic helper as a permanent identity card holder yourself, and then you wish to live your lives in Hong Kong, then she must adjust her immigration status from foreign domestic helper through to dependent, which the Immigration Department will be happy to do. And then after she's held a dependent visa for 7 years in her own right, she will then be able to make an application for the right of abode and will be able to adjust her status accordingly. So even though she's had 30 years in Hong Kong previously as a foreign domestic helper, unfortunately those 30 years don't count for anything. She's going to have to adjust her status through to dependent after marriage, and then after 7 years of holding the dependent visa, make an application for the right of abode. Okay, I hope you found that useful.